A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, that is February 26th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's 92nd birthday bash tomorrow in Masvingo.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Our leader is nowhere to be found. His phone is no longer reachable. But from the talk that we had, from the discussion that we had with him early in the morning today, he was indicating that he had received some threats from state security agents who were threatening him, maybe to kill him or maybe to abduct him. At the moment, we don't know where he is.
Indlela akhokhele ngayo ibithandeka njalo incomeka lokho kube kutholakala ikakhulu kulabo bakhokhele abayintanga yakhe okusuke kwaba loduvo ukuthi uthe nxa engasafuni ukusuka esihlalweni esehleli esihlalweni wabuya inkokheli ezintsha ezincane kulaye yibo ke abasuke baba le mpazamo ouduvo laye
province yoga yoga yeZANU PF nokufarira mukuru wabo nenyika yese hakuna munhu anomanikidzwa kubvisa kana chipeneti asi vanhu vanounganidza zvinhu zvokundodyira ikoko saka kana munhu akauya achizoti iye dei mari iyi yainzi vangu imari yani yaisati iri mari yegavhenmendi
vachiri madzirwa kubatai muromo.
Thanks for joining us and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And of course, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's birthday bash in Masvingo tomorrow.
Many Zimbabweans have slammed President Robert Mugabe for organizing a nearly $1 million birthday bash when more than 3 million Zimbabweans are food insecure. Masvingo, the province that is hosting the birthday bash, is one of the hardest hit areas, and some people in the province are surviving mostly on wild fruits due to acute food shortages.
But President Robert Mugabe's backers are saying they are celebrating the long life of an African icon. And they are also saying the money that is being used for the birthday celebrations is coming from well-wishers, not the taxpayers. Listeners, please note that this is a delayed birthday celebration. Mr. Mugabe turned 92 on the 21st of February. Gibbs.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Please note that we are on Facebook and WhatsApp. Please join in now.
Onguka wadiwa nasi tirikuda kuti tinge tichitarisa nenyaya yebirthday ravamugabe iro ririkuitwa mabiko acho kumasvingo asi munyika musina kuwirirana vamwe vachiti mari irikushandiswa pabirthday iyi inoda kusvika miriyoni chaiyo ingadai yashandiswa mukubatsira vanhu vari kuziya nenzara munyika kana iro mudunhu ririkuitirwa mabiko aya remasvingo kune vanhu vakawanda vari kunzi havana chekudya asi vamwe vari kutsigira vamugabe vari kuti aiwa hapana chakaipa mari idzi dziri kubva kune vatsigiri vamugabe hapana ari kumanikidzwa kubhadhara kunyange hazvo vamwe vari kuti mamakambani ari kumanikidzwa kubhadhara nekudaro vanotsigira vamugabe vari kuti hapana chakaipa chavari kuita kupembedza vamugabe kuti mwari ava pamakore akawanda vari panyika Gibbs.
Yebombe zuluka ndaba lingalithona njani khona ngapho ke emakhaya thina ngapha lo blessing siyaphila sibile kuzwayo ye lati simele ukuze ukuthi kusasa kuhamba njani khona ngale eGreat Zimbabwe lapho ke uMongameli Robert Mugabe athakazelela ilanga lokuzalwa kwakhe kodwa xa sikhumbula ke umnumzana uMugabe wazalwa ke ngomnyaka iminyaka simingaki 92
yes
so kade xa sikhangela i 92 years zakhe lezi ungani wadonsa sibini ngesonto ledluleyo lilanga lakhe ladlula phela sikwazi ukuthi ngelokuzalwa kwakhe yemhlaka 21 February. Sibe kwazi ukuthi kuno ku 21 February kulalokho kuthiwa yi 21st February movement okuthakazelela ukuthi ukuzalwa kwakhe njalo lokuthi walwela ilizwe leZimbabwe. Nxa lifuna ukuthi lingena kuhlelo zolukandaba khona manje nasi nombolo lifuna kanye sifonela khona ngapho 0012026192077 liyavuma yini kumbe liyala ukuthi umnumzana umgabe abe le birthday yakhe kulangale masiko phela khuluma nsizwe zolukandaba kunjalo mfowethu.
For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's birthday bash in Mashingo tomorrow. Of course, Zimbabweans are divided. Some are saying this is prioritizing the wrong things, that the ruling party is majoring in minors because people are suffering. There is no food. The World Food Program estimates that 3 million Zimbabweans are in need of food. But the president is here celebrating. Some are saying, or rather, the students of history are going back to 1789 and likening the president to Queen Mary Antoinette, who was married to King Louis XVI in France. And, you know, when told that people had no bread, Marie Antoinette simply said, let them eat cake. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, that is Mr. Dewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer. He works with Human Rights Watch and is currently based in Joburg, but he's in New York at the moment. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you guys?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
Gibbs, you can stand the board.
So basically, Mr. Mavinga, you're going to miss the birthday. Were you invited, by the way?
I will not miss it. I'm not interested in lavish and misplaced celebrations when Zimbabweans are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
It's an insult to Zimbabweans to celebrate at a funeral.
Now, people are talking about the drought that has actually devastated Zimbabwe at this time. And Mashingo is one of the areas, or let me say the regions, that is severely affected by the drought. So imagine a president holding a birthday, you know, party when people are starving. What are people thinking about such kind of events?
I think it's now clear to everyone. At some point, people were thinking, maybe President Mugabe or ZANU-PF cares about them or about the welfare of Zimbabweans. But now it's clear as daylight to everyone, gives them blessing, that if you look at the headlines in Zimbabwe, if you look at these celebrations amidst the poverty and starvation, it shows that these people do not care at all about the livelihoods of Zimbabweans. You know, Mashingo is not only facing a severe drought, but it is also the province where 20,000 people were displaced by Tokwe Mkosi Dam floods, and they are still living in tents without access to food. And then this is the same time that we have the ruling party saying, let's descend on Mashingo to throw a lavish party, which has cost $1 million amidst that kind of poverty. It shows clearly that we have leaders who do not care.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Of course, we tried to get in touch with the organizers of the bash, but I think there's a reception. I did talk to some ZANU-PF youth who organize the bash, including Tongai Kasukwere, and he said there's a reception, so they could not join this discussion. And we are being joined by our second guest, that is Mr. Moses Muzilandlovu, former National Healing Minister and war veteran, and he's also a member of the opposition, MDC. Mr. Ndlovu? Mr. Ndlovu?
Good evening to you, sir.
How are you doing?
Sir?
Gibbs?
I'm doing fine.
Yes, Mr. Mzila, what do you think about the birthday bash, you know, Mr. Mugabe's birthday bash in Mashingo?
Well, I think this is a classic case of, insensitivity by a leader of a country that is going through the hardships we are going through at the present moment. In particular, you know, the issue of drought and starvation, where, as you have said earlier, you know, such a huge number of citizens are facing starvation, and the ruling party has the temerity or audacity to infect it through such a lavish party. If Robert Mugabe was doing it in his house or at his home, without the involvement of the use of state funds, no one would, you know, have qualms with that. And the fact that this is going to be an event attracting, you know, the ZANU-PF elite from all over the country using state funds to infect, you know, just rub in what the pains of hunger that the citizens of this country are going through, to show them that ZANU-PF does not care about them. They are insensitive. They are able to stage this despicable and disgusting, you know, event where they are showing off to the rest of the people who are starving to say that this is what you are capable of doing. And I think for any Zimbabwean, any sober-minded person, any sane person who thinks that ZANU-PF still reserves any modicum of respect for the citizens of this country, they have it all coming. They can see it. That, look, it is not going to stop. In any case, for a person of that age, or quite honestly, to infect, go to this extent, you know, the way Haile Selassie did in Ethiopia, when Ethiopians were starving, he would be able to feed his lions. And this is what it reminds us of. To say insensitive leaders who simply don't care about the citizens of a country will go to the extent that ZANU-PF has gone.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Mzilandlovu, ZANU-PF is arguing that they are not using even a single taxpayer's dime. They are saying this money is coming from well-wishers.
It's not well-wishers. It cannot be well-wishers. In fact, I'm happy that you brought that one up, to say well-wishers. They are not well-wishers. And my conviction is that they've been fundraising partly, and ministers are going to be attending this event using government vehicles. They'll be using government fuel. So they should not lie. Mm-hmm. They should not lie to the citizens of this country. They should not lie to the citizens of this, to the world. They are so shameless. They can't lie. They'll be using government resources to attend this function. Secondly, where did the other money come from? It came from what they call well-wishers, a business person. And this is what I'm convinced. Business persons who have been, you know, requested to contribute. And you know what it means. If any business person wants their business to survive, they must contribute whether they like it or not. In a way, I regard it as protection fees, and I regard this as extortionate. It is criminal for ZANU-PF to do this.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mzilandlovu. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's birthday bash. Mr. Mugabe, of course, turned 21 on February 21st, but there are festivities in Mashingo tomorrow.
Okay. So you made him a brand new second.
Yeah, he's not. Remember, at one time he said he has the bones of a 16-year-old. Yes, so yes. That's why I was a bit confused. Regatiende kuna mkoma tapio mtirere ndo kutanga magadi mkoma tapio.
Sio fara magadi mkoma.
Aiwa tiripo edu tipe ufungwa zenyu.
Magadi mkoma.
Tiripo zedu.
Kini vidlo. Kini kuchengi.
Ngoma tapiwa imbofamba ikubva pamuri foni yenyu haisi kunzwika zvakanaka. Chimboti fambe imbishana, imboti fambe ikubva pamuri. Muri kupi?
Hello?
Kuchiredzi, ehe. Ndiriku kunzwa itaura izvenyu.
Hakuna
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma tapiwa nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. You heard it from mukoma tapiwa there. He says it's an insult. You know, there's nothing to celebrate. There's an economic crisis and, you know, there's a drought. And he does not see any reason why people should be celebrating, except if there are chances like he calls them. Tine mwe mutereri vamhuka ku South Africa makadi.
Kara hangu makadi ni mukombe blessing.
Aiwa tiri nani kuri sei Johnny?
Ah Johnny kuri nani zvako. Tino mbodziya kuchipisa kuchinairira zvishoma shoma.
Aiwa ndizvozvo. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ah inini vanhu vavo vangangonetseka nenhau yeitiketi. Mukatarisa muna December kwakaurawa zhou dzakawanda chaizvo kuVictoria Falls. Inongova nhau yebato rokuparadza harinei nevanhu bato iri. Saka iko zvino kakuchi munhu ava ne 92 anopemberegwa asvika 92. achiitira chii chakanaka kunyika. Hapana chaari kuita, iye zvino ari kubudisa mombe dzakawanda achiindisa kuAfrican Union. Mumba make muno ndo munotofiwa pano kuti atokumbira zveafrican union kuti redway ndibetserei ivo zvino hazvina kundimirira zvakanaka kuno. Zvakafa mwana ari kuchema kuti aiwa baba ndarumwa nenyoka kuti newerumavo. Zvino hazvina zvinombobatsira, hazvina zvazvinombobatsira kauchitero kumwana. Saka baba vanenge vari kukonewa. Zvokuti iye zvine zvichasai vanoda kuti vavatidzire murunyararo vasina zvombo, vanovimba vakapatikatirigwa zvombo iyezvi pamwe neyamvura yokuvava inenge iriposvi isingazikamwe. Umwe wevechidiki unonzi haasi kuonekwa zvekuti aripi chii chiri kuizi ndo kunonzi kutonga nebheura ikoko. Hazvina kutombonaka izvozvo zvinoitwa nevakuru vedu. Shuwa hazvindifadzi chero ini, nokuti ezvi vanhu kumasvingo vari kufa. Kuna nagwanda, kuna nabhinga, vana havachaendi kuzvikoro, asi vanopedza mari yakawanda vachiparadza zvezve izvozvo. Hazvina zvinombobatsira. Bato erika ibato rakagarirwa kuparadza. Kumuhondo chaimo vaidhirisa madhibha nokuti kwaidhibha mombe dzokubritainikwa dzokuamerica. Asi ndedzedu hondo yapera tochera madhibha nokuva akafu. Hazvina zvinombobetsera, ibato rokungoparadza chete.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamhuka nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Zvakanaka imbwa.
Mr. Muka is another Zimbabwean who is not very happy about the goings on. Of course, the first caller is saying ZANU-PF is no longer representing the interests of the people. They are, according to him, interested in destruction only. And he says it makes no sense for people to be celebrating when, you know, close to 250,000 Zimbabweans are actually facing food insecure.
Singakaye kumavinga kuti buyele kubaba Ndlovu. Baba Ndlovu ukhona ecingweni?
Ikhona baba.
Ye baba Ndlovu, nxa sukhangele sibili kambe akulo oqhweba umongameli Mgabethi. Ye baba lapha phandle ungazani kuyabila bayesabani kati abantu?
Sile mnyaka engamachumi amathathu alesithupha abantu bengaphansi kweyezi lokwesaba baba. Yumbuso wabantu abaphatha abantu ngodlame ukuthi abantu ngeke bakhululeke ukuthi bakhulume ukuthi khonoko kwenzayo ungumuntu omdala ongaka, usile minyaka engaka emhlabeni ubusekile kule mpilo ezintsha esezesabela ukuthi impilo lezo zingaphela umntana engakafiki lo mnyaka owodwa. Awulamhloni, awungeke wakwenza khona lokhu ngoba usiyalisika nje leli khekhe, usithi ufake emlonyeni kulabantwana abazinkulungwane lezinkulungwane abalala bengadlanga ngoba kungala kudla. Yikho nxa sikukhangele khonapho bona abaseduzelayo kulokuthi bafike bamdonsa udlebe ukuthi hhayi ilizwe liyabhebha. so ibuchapa bona obesibenzayo angeke nje baloko ukuthi bakwenze khona lokho uzaze ayizifela eloko ecabanga ukuthi abantu bayanthanda abantu bayanjabulela kanti abantu bezubuhlungu bakwazi ngoba uphila impilo yakhe yedwa kwelinye ilizwe kakho lapha kithi abantu bakithi akula lo yedwa njengalokho ukuthi abebandlana ke nje ukuthi bamlandi bayamtshela ukuthi hayi bakithi ikhonoko esikwenzayo akusikho esimele sikwenze kulobunzima obungake elizweni.
So kwenziwa kuyini khonoko? Yikwesaba kumbe ukungacabangi nje kulabo abamumele bemcebisi?
Yikwesaba lokuganga ukuswela inhloni buyisilingo ukuswela uzwelo kwalaba bantu ngoba ngawucabanga nje ngomuntu oyedwa nalo ole best journal ucabanga abantu abaningi abakubandla lona leli abantu abaningi esezona namhlanje abanye bakhona abathi bangaphuma bazenza abantu kuzwa abazenza abantu abalothando labantu beqamba amanga nxa bephakathi khona lapha akulo yedwa nje owabo ongatshengisela nje ukuba lothando labantu ukuthi sisemhlabeni sinje sithi siyabusilizwe kulemfane kulabantwana besikolo abantu bayadubeka kakulamsebenzi indlala ingenila ibhokile phakathi kwabantu kodwa umuntu ayethatha imali engaka ebekade nxa ungacabanga ukuthi alubani imali yonke le ehlanganisiwe yalanda kumbe ivillage eyodwa nje layana le etoko mkhosi bafika bathi khona sinika abantu betoko mkhosi abadubekayo sibanika imali le ena le esiyithethe kumabhizinessmen sathatha le mali kahulumende sithi senza i-birthday siyanika kumbe kwakhiwe isikolo kwakhiwe iclinic uthenga ukudla kunika abantu kabasoze bakwenze but abantu bakhethe ukuthi nje ngoba bacabanga ukuthi abantu bonke bayesaba kanti abantu bathule bakhangele bathi khona okungapheliyo kuyahlola kuzaphela ikwamantu avele bazimisele ukuthi kungabi nodlame bayakuthi siyathula kuzaphela and ngeqiniso mina ngiyakhona ukuthi kuzaphela khona lokho kuphela nje ubuhlungu bokuthi nxa kuphela abantu siyaba sesidubeka kakhulu ukuthi ukulilungisa leli lizwe sibumbe kakutsha kuzabanzima okunye okumangalisayo.
Siyabonga baba Mzila. So what Mr. Mzila is saying is that you know people that are near the president are afraid of telling him the truth, you know, that this birthday is not the right way to go. So he says, you know, there's so much fear in ZANU-PF that nobody can actually go to him and say, you know, Mr. President, what you're doing is not correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And of course, the Herald is reporting that the celebrations will be held under the theme Youth Celebrating an African Icon Through Enhanced Productivity, what they are calling a leitmotif motivated by President Mugabe's continued fight for freedom and economic emancipation for Africans. Vamavinga tombodzoka kwamuri asikave ZANU-PF sezvatambobvunza vamuzila Ndlovu vari kuti ivo hapana mari iri kushandiswa iri kubva kuhurumende avanhu vari kupa havo zvipo kune mutungamiri wenyika uyezve vari kutiwo vamugabe vamunhu anofanira kuti anga achipiwa chiremerera chakadai nekuti vashanda zvikuru muAfrica kuti vanhu vatema vange vari vanhu vakazvimirira vega.
Kunongovawo kutaura kusina maturo nekuti chiripo ndechekuti zvichida vatungamiri vezanupf havachatozivi kuti chinonzi hurumende chii. Muchaona kuti kune makurukota ehurumende vangadei vari pabasa vachisevenzera nyika yezimbabwe asi iko zvino vanosiya mabasa avo voswera vachirimbinyika kumasvingo vachidya nekupfachura nekumwa vachipembera vanhu vachitambura iko zvino ziva nozuva. Chinenge chiripo ndechekuti vanhu havataure zvimwe zvinhu zvekuti nyika yedu tosimudzira sei vanhu vanhu upenyu hungavandudzwa sei. Chavanongotaura ndechekuti mutungamiri wenyika azodai dei vari mumwe vamugabe vaidei vatora mukana iwoyu kuti vati kwete ini ngandirege kuita mabiko anoshamisa vanhu vachitambura. Mari iyoyo ngatitii vanhu vari kuti variko vana muzvina bhizimusi vazvidira havo kuti vape vamugabe mari. Mari iyoyo ingadei yashandiswa rimwe basa rakakosha. Munharaunda yemasvingo ndo makaita mafashama emvura etoko yemugosi dhemu kune mhuri dzakawanda dziri kutambura. Imi munoti hataitendawo here dei zvainzi vamugabe nemhuri yavo vati mari izvi vakaichipatara kana kuti vakaikirinika kana kuti cherai zvibhorani zviviri zvitatu zvemvura zvekuti vanhu vari munharaunda vawane chouviri vawane kurarama vanhu vaizvitenda. Asi iko zvino vanhu vari muzanupf vari kutungamira nevari pedo navamugabe vanongozvifunga ivo vanyanya humbimbindoga havana chavanofunga chinobatsira nyika yeZimbabwe. Chavanenge vachida ivo ndechekuti nhasi tazodya nei vana vachitambura. Havatozivi, ndinoona sekudaro kuti havatozivi kuti vanhu vari kuyavaya zvakadii mukati meZimbabwe mose umu. Saka zvinongori pachena pari zvino kuti utungamiri hwatinahwo hauchina hukama nevanhu hwekuziva kuti vanhu vari kurarama sei, vanhu vanodei, chinonetsa vanhu chii. Nekuti kana vachifunga kuti mhomho yeZimbabwe yakamirira kuita mhemberero dzekuti vamugabe vasisa makore 92 vanenge vachizvinyepera. Vanhu vari kutambudzika, vanoda kubatsirwa mukurarama kwavo. Havadi kuti vanzi vapuhwe chimedu chekeke ivo vasina chekudya, vasina kana mari yekuenda kuchigayo kana yekuti vangawana bhagidhi reupfu. Vamwe vari kurarama netsenza, vamwe vari kurarama nemidzi kana kuti nekudya hacha. Mombe dziri kufa, hapana betsero. Hurumende haina chairi kutaura, vakapeta maoko. Havazivi zvino zvevanhu, havazivi zvino zviri kushusha nekunetsa vanhu mukati meZimbabwe. Iko zvino vanhu vakawanda vari kufa mumigwagwa, zvipatara zvine mari hazvina mishonga, vanhu vari kufa. Vana chiremba havasi kupuwa mari. Iko zvino tine vana vana chiremba vakawanda vari kuda kuti vapinde vatange mabasa. Havana chavari kupuwa chekuti vakwanise kubatsira nyika yeZimbabwe. Vadzidzisiwo mukati menyika havasi kuwana mari yakakwana. Saka tinoona kuti kutungamiri vanhu vari pazororo zvavo, vari kufara, nyika ichitambudzika. Mari yavanofunga kuti imari yavo, imari yenyika, inguva yenyika. Vari kushandisa midziyo yenyika, makurukota iwayo vanenge vaine motokari dzenyika, vachigara mumahotera anoshamisira, vachibhadhara mari iri pamusoro, vakachengetedzwa kuti vadye zvakanaka, asi nyika ichitambura. Munozviona zviri zvinhu kwazvo here? Kwete, hazvisi zvinhu kwazvo, asi kuti nyika kana ichitongwa sesangano remafia, ndozvinoitika. Kuti vanhu vanenge vachiti iko zvino gurukota chamatumba yasvika nguva yake yekuti afare, ngatimupei zvipo zuva nezuva. Asi ngavafungewo kuti vana veZimbabwe vanodei, vangapunyutswa sei padambudziko renhamo ratiinaro.
Tinotenda Vamavinga. I think you heard him in brief. He's saying that the leadership is no longer in touch because people are starving and their priorities are wrong. Ngubani?
Yes, tate ke mnumzana Stephen kunangale South Africa. Baba Stephen, ungaunjani?
Ngiraiti kunjani dipi?
Hayi, mpili kakhulu. Kunjani kunapo kodwa ulapho khona?
Eyi, la kuneta kakhulu man. That's why ngifuna ukuthi ningamngamani ngoba izulu ne-light level.
Oh, yeah. Posela kuko lapho. Posela kuko.
Kuthi ngifuna ukubuza ukuthi uLukubetu unashurumanzi ukhona lapho?
Hayi, lamdla kakho uShurumanzi.
Ngakho kuthi wazi ukuthi umgabe lo uyabona ukuthi mina ngisuka le-trade le siyahlupheka kakhulu khulu. Last week sibe siakha i-classroom ukuthi abantwana bakwazi ukufunda, but yena uthathe imali ayidlalisa nje. UShurumanzi aphinde athi ile mali akuse government. Angithi i-government bathi kuyithi abantu, yena athi le mali akuse government imali yabantu. Angazi ukuthi lo baba unjani.
Ye, kodwa nxa usubona ke i-birthday yakhe le umongameli uMugabe ungathini ngayo sibili? Bekumele ayenze kumbe angayenzi?
Angayenzani ngoba sisiilukubhenta abantu bayahlupheka, iinkomo ziyafazi nakudla. Kube fanele thathele imali ayenze ukuthi anikeze abantu, hayi ukuthi yena adle yenaokuthi asuthe yena ayiwana. Ngento yayibona le ndawo.
So abantu singathi khona ngale ubambe kanganani indlala eshirets?
Hayi, eshirets kunendlala kakhulu, neenkomo ziyafa. Hayi, kuthi kunendlala kakhulu.
Ye, abantu pho baphila ngani baba Stephen?
Okay.
Abantu baphila ngani khona ngale eChirets Gates?
Abantu baphila ngokuphuma siphuma seMozambique sise South Africa ukuthi sizokwazi ukuthi sincedeke, uyabona.
Hayi. Siyakuzwa kuzalungalela ngasibongela kakhulu Stephen. Balekela izulu ba.
Okay.
Balekela izulu. Okay. Yeah, so that was
Stephen. Hayi, machangana like down.
Yeah, machangana sibongela kakhulu ba.
Okay, sure.
So you are saying, you know, people are suffering and for the president to have such a bash, you know, it's not good. So silomnumzana umbongeni.
Tramkoma James Rambai Muripa Runare, Mr. Mzilan Tlovu and Mr. Mavinga, please do stay on the line. And for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press live talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
Baba Mbongeni nje wangikhulumile-ke ubambe khona apha ecingweni ungayikhatshana siyabuya kuwe singathatha ikhefu elincane leli. This is Kip Stube in Washington DC. Stay tuned.